is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar's renewing hopes that a ceasefire in the Middle East could be in sight. President Biden said he passed that message on to Israeli leaders.
I told the Prime Minister of Israel yesterday, let's also make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace.
Sinwar was considered one of the biggest obstacles to a ceasefire. Hamas still holding hostages, says they will not be returned until there is a ceasefire and Israel pulls out of Gaza. Vice President Kamala Harris has campaign events today in Michigan. Same with former President Trump. He holds a rally tonight in Detroit. About 13,000 utility customers in Northern California woke up without power. Pacific Gas and Electric cut the power to prevent equipment from sparking wildfires with dry weather and strong winds expected. And NHTSA will investigate Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of accidents in low visibility conditions. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde meet tonight for their only debate. You can hear it on many Civic Media stations tonight at 6:50. Groups are asking the state attorney general to look into intimidating text messages sent to young adults about voting in Wisconsin. Jay Heck of Common Cause says he thinks most won't fall for it.
I think younger people, by and large, I think are less susceptible to some of this stuff that they see in the texts that they get because they're just more used to social media. And I think a lot of them are probably a little more savvy about whether it's true or not.
The texts warn of fines or jail time for breaking election laws. Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Tonight is the Wisconsin Senate debate between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Both candidates have been making multiple appearances across the state in recent days, with Baldwin in western Wisconsin for several stops early in the week. It is one of the most expensive races for U.S. Senate in the country, with polls showing the race getting closer as November approaches. You can listen to tonight's debate on the free Civic Media app on WMDX and several other stations on the network. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris spoke at a rally at UW La Crosse yesterday, one of three stops in Wisconsin as she campaigns ahead of the general election in November. Harris, who spoke in La Crosse back in April before taking the top spot on the presidential ticket, also appeared in Milwaukee and Green Bay on either side of the La Crosse rally. The three stops mark her sixth visit to Wisconsin since the summer, and the first appearances here since speaking on October 3rd in Ripon. The election is November 5th. For Civic Media News in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Bucks preseason ends with a loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Dallas 109-84. Doc Rivers playing a lot of his younger players. What did he think of watching Giannis and Damian Lillard coaching the rookies?
I loved it. I love that. I just think we got so many young guys on our team. The way they can be taught right is by obviously the coaches, but really the players. And when we have a group of guys that are invested in our young guys, I think that's going to pay dividends.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers play the Houston Texans Sunday, featuring quarterback C.J. Stroud. The Packers have 17 takeaways this season, the most in the NFL, thanks to new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who says they have a team meeting called The Ball, where all they do is talk about turnovers.
We're talking about it each week. It's not just talk. It's not like hearsay, like, hey, we're going to attack the ball and be good at taking away the ball. We've dedicated a whole meeting to it. When I was in San Francisco with the Niners, Kyle had me do that meeting every Thursday for 2 years.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our highs to the low 70s today and tomorrow. And then we get bumped up to the upper 70s on Sunday. All while fall colors across the state are peaking. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, Sam Davison on the board, filling in for Calvin Butenhoff, who's taken a couple of well-deserved days off. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up at 11:33 after the 11:30 news. You know how Donald Trump likes ratings and crowd sizes, rally sizes. He seems to get a little touchy if someone gets better ratings or better crowd sizes than he does. And it just so happens on the same day last week on Tuesday when Donald Trump sat down with Harris Faulkner and his stacked, I mean, a completely unbiased audience of supporters for a town hall that aired on Tuesday. And then Kamala Harris's interview with Bret Baier from Fox News also aired on Tuesday. And her ratings were considerably better. I mean, massively better. And as I was thinking about this yesterday, I know that Donald Trump has rationales for this. So we're going to share some of those with you on why Kamala Harris got better ratings than he did.
I love it. I'm here for it. Sam, get ready.
And if you have ideas, please share them with us. You can always call. You can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream. What will be Donald Trump's rationalizations as to why Kamala Harris on Tuesday got far better ratings than he did on the same network? Ow. Ow. Don't forget, tonight is the one and only debate between Senator Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde. Our coverage will be starting across Civic Media tonight at 6:50. The debate itself begins at 7 o'clock, and then our Civic Media team will have analysis following. But that is happening tonight, starting right here at 6:50 across the Civic Media radio network. Silent women. We all know I'm a loud lady laugher. And there are other, I'm not the only one, but there are other women who are not triple L's. I have no problem with that. But I found an interesting article about former Virginia Republican Representative Barbara Comstock. She is now coming out, warning of the dangers of another Trump term. She also downplayed his chances of doing so, saying that there is a silent group of women who will vote against him and support Vice President Harris. Quote, I think there's a silent majority. I think there's a silent group of women who will crawl over broken glass to vote against Trump and who will quietly vote for Harris, unquote. I think she's right. And I believe that there are not only silent women, but I believe there are silent men.
Very much so. I don't disagree with that at all. I think they're, you know, I think there are a lot of men out there who, in the guise of, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about that kind of thing. I don't talk about
politics. We go hunting, we go out for beers, we go to the game, but we never talk about politics.
These are the same men who aren't, they're not dumb, and they have daughters and wives and mothers. They have friends who they have friends who are part of the queer community, and they might be like 50 something gruff guys, look like me, tougher than me, of course, but they see what's out there and they're not dumb, and they want to make sure that at the very least their friends have protections and freedoms the same that they do. And I think what happened is in 2016, one of the reasons why Donald Trump won was because of that silent group, the people who didn't want to come out and say they were voting for Trump because they were embarrassed.
Yep.
Not only was they were embarrassed, they didn't want to get made fun of. They didn't want to be called names. They didn't want to get yelled at. And I understand that. But I think in 2024, that idea is shifting 180 degrees where people are saying they want to vote for Harris. But in your family or your community, it can cause you problems. Yes. And as we talked to Molly Reinman yesterday, yes, businesses up in the Baraboo area don't want to talk about politics because they don't want to lose customers. And
you're in a small community. Yeah. You're in a small community. This is your home. This is where you work and your kids go to school and where you go to church.
Mm-hmm. And I can't say that I'm shocked, because I know that there are businesses out there that support Republicans that I don't want to be a part of. And not because they're Republicans, but because they've so full-throatedly endorsed the Trump idea, you know?
Which is not Republicanism.
No. It's authoritarianism light, soon to get darker. But I will be very interested to see once, you know, all of the court cases are settled or thrown out. And, you know, in like 6 months, we'll see those numbers come through and from all the various municipalities saying, oh, yeah, the silent voters made their voices known.
What's it like where you are? Are you feeling that there's a silent group who will be quietly casting their ballots for Kamala Harris and not Donald Trump? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Again, I bring this up. Former Virginia Republican Representative Barbara Comstock said to the Daily Beast earlier this week, I think there's a silent majority. I think there's a silent group of women who will crawl over broken glass to vote against Trump and who will quietly vote for Kamala Harris. It just so happens, Greg Bach.
What's that?
That we got last week a complete a new ad. It's a new political ad.
Jane, is it legitimate?
Oh, it is completely legitimate and totally real super PAC that I've never heard of before.
Hmm.
But we all know you don't have to look into those things and who funds them or any. Now, don't worry about details. So when this landed in my lap and it was like, well, play me, I just assumed that it's legitimate. So here is this new political ad from a completely real and totally legitimate super PAC. Sam, let's play that clip from Betty.
And now a message from a Wisconsin voter.
Ooh. Yeah, hi, this is Betty from Rhinelander. I've been voting for the same party all my life. It's been okay, I guess. Now, my parents taught me to be patient. All things come to those who wait. Yep. But for too long now, it seems like some politicians in Wisconsin think their job is to make sure nothing gets done. Hmm. What the heck is that all about? Take us back to the good old days. You mean back to polio and outhouses? There was nothing good about that, I can tell you. Oh yeah, they talk a good game at election time, but when it comes to helping folks with poisoned water, closing hospitals and childcare, where are they when it comes to actually fixing it? They gavel in and gavel out and go on vacation. It makes me so gosh darn mad. So November 5th, I'm voting a different way. I'm just not going to tell my husband or my sister or my garden club or my Facebook friends or say anything on the Substack I have about extreme knitting. But I might tell my granddaughters.
Paid for by the Let's Knit Crazy Super PAC.
I'm Betty, and I approve this message. Let's just keep it between us.
I don't think Betty's alone.
I don't either. And we actually have a story about another Betty as well. There's another Betty who is voting for the first time, who is, She's not part of the silent majority. She was silenced for many, many years. Sam, can you play that clip, please?
I'm 81 today, but Sunday I'll be 82.
Betty Cartlidge has seen a lot in her 81 years, but she's never seen the inside of a voting booth. Well, that was until Wednesday afternoon.
I'm in the vote for the first time in my life.
Betty, with the help of her niece Wanda, voted for the very first time at this polling location in Covington. She says she never voted before because her husband didn't think she should. Last year, her husband died. This year, Betty voted.
I was so young and everything when we got married, I didn't ever think about it. And then when I got old, I still didn't think about it. It would count.
I didn't think it would. First of all, the whole, my husband didn't want me to vote.
Yeah.
Okay. And I didn't think it would count. Don't be like Betty. It counts.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. Every single vote makes a difference, especially in a state like Wisconsin, when we're talking about 12 to 15,000 votes could be the deciding factor. That is just a handful of votes from every county across the state. Your vote matters.
And what I'm about to say is not taking light of a situation that Betty was in, but if you are in a situation where you're being told, don't vote, I'm voting for us, I'll vote for you, or whatever it may be, go vote. They can't vote for you. Get in the car, drive to your polling place, cast your ballot. For whomever you want.
Yes, for whoever you want.
Yeah.
And no one knows how you vote.
Yep.
There is a record of if you voted. That's how we know that Eric Hovde didn't vote here in Wisconsin for, I don't know, a decade, whatever. Details, details, picky, picky, picky. So, yes, there is a record of whether or not you voted, but no one knows except for you how you vote.
Yeah. We got a comment on the live stream that's from someone named Casey. It says, I agree with your silent majority with one nuance. I'm a two-time Trump voter. My best friend is a Clinton-Biden voter. We have both landed on throwaway votes for Kennedy. I don't think personally that's the best idea.
Well, Casey, obviously you realize that you're throwing it away because it is a throwaway. Bob Jr. is not going to get elected.
Yeah.
And in my estimation, voting that way is essentially voting for Donald Trump.
Yes. Voting for Jill Stein is a vote for Trump.
Is a vote for Trump.
If you don't like Trump.
We're talking such small margins. Yeah. And I would ask you to just remember what Liz Cheney said and a number of other very prominent Republicans have said. We can survive 4 years of policy disagreements and disagreements about how things are getting handled. We can't survive burning our Constitution to the ground.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what a second Trump term will do. Read Project 2025, Casey. Just Google it. It's out there. Or just Google Project 2025 because there are some people who have done a wonderful job of breaking it down. That thing is 900 pages long. I couldn't read the whole thing.
Yeah. This is not a time for a protest vote. This is time to make a statement on democracy. And I'm sorry, Kennedy, Stein, or Trump, they are not democracy.
All right. When we return, I have a favor. Sounds Godfather-like, doesn't it?
It does.
I have a favor to ask you. We'll have all the details coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The green and gold tailgating,
the frozen tundra.
Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning. And welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Sam Meister on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. You can call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Before the break, we were talking about former Virginia Republican Representative Barbara Comstock, who in an interview with the Daily Beast admits that Donald Trump could very well get elected again, but she believes there's a silent majority, a silent group of women who will crawl over broken glass to vote against Trump and will quietly vote for Kamala Harris. And we had a couple texts come in that I wanted to share with you. Michaela from West Bend says, I sincerely hope that's the case. In Washington County, there are a lot of Trump yard signs, but I have a feeling the yards without signs might be the silent Harris supporters. I guess, again, just remember that signs don't vote. Mm-hmm. Polls don't vote. Boat parades don't vote. You know, flags don't vote. So I don't let that influence you, and don't let that get you down, much like the polls that we talked about, Greg.
Yeah.
And I want to reiterate that, because I asked Dan Schaefer about this, there is no licensing you have to go through to start a polling firm. There are no requirements in order to launch a polling firm. Granted, if you want to be a legitimate polling firm, you need to have results that you can actually point to and say, here's our methodology and here's how we came up with this. But that doesn't mean that last week, Stan and Dan's American Integrity Polling Company and Taxidermy didn't launch and talk to five people, and then some podcaster picks it up and it gets picked up all over the place. Mm-hmm. I've also seen a number of articles talking about these super PACs are dumping in all kinds of money trying to skew the polls, to try and depress enthusiasm, and to make sure people don't go and don't vote. Don't let that work. Don't let that work on you. Don't do that. Vote. Your vote is important.
Yeah. I think that, I will say though, less depressing language in the emails. When you want my money, please tell me, like they're always saying, like the polls are showing we are going to lose. Give us $5, please.
Ignore them.
I know.
Ignore them. And just make a plan to vote.
I know. Yes.
Don't let what you're seeing, some of these things that you're seeing, go, oh, there's no point. There's no point. I give up. That's what they're hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're hoping for. And that's how we come to a little favor I have to ask you.
A small favor?
Sam, you have that clip?
A little favor?
What clip are we looking? Oh, is this on? It's a clip online. I didn't see to pull it up. One moment.
No, that's a, don't worry about it, Sam.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's essentially Godfather. Yes. I have a favor.
I've got a favor to ask you.
I have a favor to ask you. Read my blog.
Oh, man. Hey, folks, did you know that the Jane Matinere brand empire has expanded to a blog? Not only can you listen to her on the radio, watch her on a live stream, you can read her blog. And you can, so excited about it, too.
I am thrilled to have a blog. You can find it at civicmedia.us. It actually comes up right on the first page, and I'm going to try and do updates at least once a week. These are various random musings that I'm trying to put into some kind of orderly yet entertaining fashion. And within this blog, I kind of say what we have been talking about, Greg.
Yeah.
Don't let the polls get you down. Don't let some of the news stories get you down. Stay positive. Stay focused. Stay energized. Together with the silent people and the silent voters, we can do this. We can do this.
Yes, and it's important to stay informed. And something that we always talk about on this show is we should not be your only source of information. We find stories online from great reporting, from great outlets, pass them along to you with the best accountability we can give you. But listen to other people. Listen to other shows. Read other magazines. You know, we tell you to vote no. We suggest you to vote no on the constitutional amendments, but do the research. If where your heart takes you, I think that is the most important thing to do, is to be informed and then make that decision at the ballot box or whatever on election day. But it's really easy, as Jane said, to get down. Like I go through weeks of like just stomach turning sickness of anxiety over the election and other things. But then a week I'll feel good because I see great news stories and I see yard signs in Waukesha, which is an anomaly. But read Jane's blog. First of all, she loves it. She loves to blog.
I don't know why it feels so much more permanent to me than having a radio show does. Writing something down, it just seems like, yep, that's going to come back and haunt you one day, Jane. more so than all of the ridiculous things I spit out on a daily basis. But anyway, check out my blog.
Yeah.
If you're so inclined, I have some links in there. I have a challenge for you regarding one particular movie. If you have a different kind of review of that film, I would love to hear about that. So yes. Go to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter as well. Our news team is doing a great job all across the state. So no matter where you listen, in Oshkosh or Green Bay or in La Crosse, this news is curated just for you. Speaking of news, it's coming up next. When we return, Donald Trump's excuses for why Kamala Harris's ratings were so, so much better. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the Eagle WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bail hearing today in Manitowoc in the case of a couple from Two Rivers charged in the death of her 3-year-old son, Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Katrina Bauer is charged with chronic child neglect causing death and obstructing an officer. Jesse Vang is charged with child abuse and hiding a corpse. Kamala Harris is promising help for young Americans and first-time homebuyers. The vice president brought her presidential campaign to Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay yesterday. She also accused Donald Trump of planning to cut social services. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. In addition to Kamala Harris appearing in La Crosse on Thursday, former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson and 4 area Republican candidates for state office held a press conference in Onalaska to promote the start of early voting. Assembly candidates Ryan Hibsch, Lauren Oldenburg, and Cedric Schnitzler, as well as state senate candidate Stacey Klein, spoke at the event, which was held at Onalaska City Hall. The press conference focused on the Coulee region's importance in this fall's general election. Fire danger is high across western Wisconsin again today. The DNR is enforcing burn bans in many areas due to dry conditions caused by a lack of precipitation the past month and the drying of vegetation this fall. All of Wisconsin is experiencing moderate to severe drought or abnormally dry conditions. Today, it will be windy and warm across the state, creating ideal conditions for wildfires. There have been 14 wildfires this week across the state. You can visit the DNR's website to see the most recent dashboard. For Civic Media News in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Bad news from the world of pop music as One Direction's Liam Payne died after a fall from a third-story balcony in Buenos Aires, Argentina, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Payne was discovered while performing in front of Simon Cowell on the show The X Factor, which led him to the band One Direction. Liam Payne was just 31 years old. Saturday Night Live's 50th season is off to a roaring start. A little extra hype thanks to the movie Saturday Night, which tells the story about the moments leading up to the first broadcast of the show in 1975, is probably not hurting. The show's October 12th episode drew its highest ratings in over 3 years with host Ariana Grande and musical act Stevie Nicks. NBC reports that the show pulled in over 5.5 million viewers for the actual episode and a true 516 million views on social media. The first show of the season featuring Gene Smart as the host and Jelly Roll brought in the biggest numbers for a season opener since 2020. 50 years is not a bad run. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our highs to the low 70s today and tomorrow. And then we get bumped up to the upper 70s on Sunday. All while fall colors across the state are peaking. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World wraps up with a week in review, The Lighter Side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning.
morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sam, I am on the board filling in for Calvin, who's taking a couple of days off. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform the Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Coming up at 11:51, we will wrap up the show now, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Slither edition. If you ever have a thing that you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. That makes you so happy, doesn't it?
It does, but it also embarrasses me when you do it in front of guests.
It's the little things. Jane says, JaneSays, Jane says at civicmedia.us. I would love to hear from you about this. I was thinking about this last night as we were putting the show together. And we all know how sensitive Donald Trump is about ratings and crowd sizes. He takes it very personally. And, of course, even though he draws the biggest, hugest, most gigundo crowds that anyone in the world has ever seen, well, unfortunately, earlier this week, he got beat pretty handily in the ratings. Kamala Harris, the vice president, sat down with Bret Baier on Fox News and pulled in early results. 7.1 million viewers tuned in. That's a big audience, even for that time slot on Fox News.
That's huge no matter what now. Like, regular TV doesn't get that kind of ratings anymore.
Yeah, those were big numbers. So Kamala Harris's sit-down with Bret Baier, where he interrupted her, what did I say before, 38 times in 29 minutes?
Yeah.
That pulled in 7.1 million viewers. Donald Trump's sit-down with Harris Faulkner only drew 3 million voters is less than 7.1 million voters. Or viewers.
I got to find my trombone here.
So I was thinking about, because we know Donald Trump has an excuse for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
He doesn't take responsibility for anything because nothing is ever his fault. But I was thinking about the excuses that he will have to come up with to justify doing so poorly on the same network, granted different day parts.
Yeah.
And that's a reasonable thing. But what would Donald Trump's excuse be as to why Kamala Harris's ratings were so much better? So here's a few that I came up with. Feel free to add yours. I'd love to hear them. Excuse number one, my interview was directed at women, and we all know women don't watch TV during the day. That's actually inaccurate. More women watch television than men during the day. That's why they used to have soap operas on during the day. Excuses as to why Kamala Harris's ratings were so much better than Donald Trump's. Republican women are very beautiful. Not Democrat women. They're all dogs. But in general, women, while they can be beautiful, women aren't very bright, and they probably couldn't find the right channel.
Okay. All right.
What do we think?
I mean, it's definitely something he's saying. If you told me he's saying it, I'd believe you.
Right?
Yeah.
Reasons, on why Kamala Harris pulled in better ratings than Donald Trump. It's been reported there's a TV machine the Democrats control which blocks certain channels from getting into specific voters' houses. I'm just saying that's what's being reported.
Okay, so that's it. They control the weather, they control the TV, and apparently they control whether or not I can take questions. That's
very powerful.
Very, very powerful.
These machines, Greg, are very, very, very powerful.
Yeah.
We had an earlier text from Matt who said the space lasers control the TV stations. Jewish space lasers.
Yeah, be respectful, Jane. They're Jewish space, not Catholic space lasers or Protestant space lasers. Jewish space lasers. I think they all tuned in because they thought it was Bret Baier talking to Harris. What's her last name? Faulkner. Harris Faulkner. It was going to be a great discussion. They were like, "What is this? Who is this lady?"
Reasons as to why Kamala Harris's ratings were so much better than Donald Trump's when they both appeared on Fox on Wednesday. These are some of my suggestions. I'd love to hear yours. 855-752-4842. Text us at the same number. I talked to all these beautiful women, and many of them came up to me with tears in their eyes, and they said, you know, the sun, there's something called sunspots. Actually, I think I came up with that word. Nobody has ever used that word before me, sunspots. But when sunspots hit certain parts of the ocean, the light bounces off sharks, reacts with batteries on boats, and that causes outages in certain parts of the country. If there hadn't been those sunspots, that's a good word. I like that word, sunspots. If there hadn't been sunspots causing the outages, my ratings would have been much, much, much higher.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you couple that with Jewish space lasers, he never had a chance.
It's just not fair.
It's not fair at all.
It's not fair, you guys.
Let's do it all over again. Let's get him back on Fox News. He did a warm-up with Fox and Friends. You know, he sat down with them. I'm sure like a dozen of people watched that. That was great. I think it's because the new fall lineup on ABC hasn't premiered yet, so they had nowhere else to go. So they went to Fox, and they're like, let's watch some TV.
Do you have an excuse? Explanation, rather, as to why Donald Trump's ratings were so much poorer.
Smaller, Jane.
Smaller. Smaller. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Those things really, really bother him.
Yeah.
Really, really bother him.
I mean, whether we're talking rallies, ratings, he doesn't like having less than, especially her. He said that at the Al Smith dinner last night. He said that because he's up against her, he despises her and wants to dispose of her. But he can't handle losing to begin with, but I'm sure losing to a woman right now. Oh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Texter, people say they were all illegal aliens watching.
Wait a minute, those views count?
What are the excuses as to why? And again, I will absolutely admit that the time slot she was in is more when people are, you know, home from work and having dinner and things like that, as opposed to in the middle of the afternoon. But still, that's a pretty big distinction. And now I am seeing more and more reports that Donald Trump keeps canceling interviews.
Yes. We're at four at this point, right?
Well, I think we might be higher. So he was going to sit down with CNBC Squawk Box. He's been on that show before, and I think the host of that show is a pretty big fan of his. Well, he pulled out of the CNBC Squawk Box interview. This is after him backing out of the 60 Minutes interview.
Yes.
And then he was on with Dan Bongino.
Oh, God, that guy is obnoxious.
He was on with Dan Bongino this morning. It was supposed to be an hour-long conversation, and he essentially said, oh, my people are waving at me. I have to go.
That guy is a Trump ally. He was banned from Twitter before Elon bought it, and when Elon came back, he was one of the biggest accounts they let back on. So this is an ally of his, and he peaced out quick. And not to mention, let's also talk about Pennsylvania, where that was supposed to be a town hall, and using the excuse of two people unfortunately passing out because of the heat, he danced for 39 minutes.
Almost 40 minutes. It was bizarre.
We're making jokes about the ratings, and it's fun to do, but we're going back to what we were talking about earlier today and what we've been talking about for a few weeks now. He doesn't seem well, and I don't say that to be a jerk.
No.
Like, we have family who are older. We have family who we watch deteriorate in front of our eyes. And what he's putting himself through, the rigors of a presidential campaign, this is not healthy living. It's not healthy for a healthy person. And for a person like him, his age, how he eats, he brags how he eats. So I'm not making up lies here. He is not doing well. And the fact that we're not talking about this more in the mainstream press, and the fact that The Post and the Times are just starting to ask the question, well, is he? Is he not okay?
No, they're still sane washing him by calling what happened at the end of that town hall where he stood there and swayed. It was bizarre. And if you haven't seen it yet, I highly encourage you to find it. It's all over the internet. He is not a well man.
No.
He is not a well man. Here are a few more specifics from his very brief conversation with Dan Bongino earlier this morning. He was talking about how badly he felt for Harry Weinstein, saying he was treated badly after being found guilty on one count of rape and two counts of sexual assault.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this. Trump said, quote, Weinstein got schlonged.
Oh!
He got hit as hard as you can get hit. Interesting choice of words, former President Trump.
Hey,
interesting choice of words.
Trump supporters out there, you shouldn't have to have female relatives to care, but do you have a daughter or a sister or a mom or a grandma? How do you feel about him defending a guy who sexually assaulted many, many women? The fact that he got the short end of the stick, which is, by the way, probably comfy jail time. He's not exactly serving hard time.
Well, he's not breaking rocks.
Breaking rocks. And it's just, you can't make it make sense to me. You absolutely cannot. You can't tell me he has a better economic plan. He has no plan. You can't tell me he's better for freedom. He wants to suppress it and do away with it.
He has concepts of a plan.
He has concepts of a hellscape that he will enact once he gets it. Because once again, his words, a dictator on day one. And dictators don't stop being dictators.
Trump telling Bongino after abruptly ending his live interview today, it's reported he's canceling interviews because he's exhausted. Trump says, off the record, I got to get going. See ya.
Yeah. I mean,
after again sharing his deep empathy and concern for Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Ladies, how does that make you feel? That does poor Harvey Weinstein, so unfair, treated so unfairly. What happened to him is just wrong.
And don't forget the man who's saying these words, the former president, referred to himself as the protector of women.
Yes. And he also said, I believe it was yesterday, that, no, I believe it was on Fox and Friends this morning, women love him except for the abortion thing.
Yes. That pesky abortion thing.
That little fly annoying issue of, you know, bodily autonomy and stuff. If it weren't for that, he'd just lock up all the women.
Oh, Kamala was just packed up months ago.
Yeah.
And this election would be done.
Mark from the SAC texting in, Trump needs a nap.
Yes.
He probably does. And again, we joke about it. We make jokes at his expense. But we've been saying this for weeks. I don't think he is a well man.
Nope.
And if he is reelected and he is unable to finish his term, we will have President J.D. Vance.
Which might actually be scarier.
And J.D. Vance is very buddy-buddy with the Project 2025 people, so please don't let them tell you that they don't know anything about it and they're not going to implement anything from it. Andrew Watkins, by the way, has a great Substack called How Project 2025 Will Ruin Your Life. She's going to be back on the show on October 28th, and I encourage you to check out that Substack. It will give you a lot of insight into Project 2025 and the influence of Christian nationalism on it. All right. When we return, this shouldn't be a thing to wrap up the show. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air across the statewide, countrywide, worldwide Civic Media Radio Network. Situation, the right time to roll the meter, the right time to roll the meter, the right time to roll the meter.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for Defund the Police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sam Tacular. I think that's the best one. Sam Tacular filling in for Calvin, who's taking a couple of days off. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter. If you need a couple minutes to kill today, go to civicmedia.us and read my blog. How's that for a plug?
Hey, folks, do you want a good kick in the guts? Read my blog.
It's not very long.
It's not long. Okay, all right.
It's not long.
All right, before we get to the thing, I just want to take 10 seconds and say this. It's well written. It's good, and Jane speaks her mind and her heart, and that's what's important, and I'm glad you did. Read it. It'll take you 2 minutes at most.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
Yeah.
But it is essentially, I am asking you not to be distracted by all the squirrels, and that can include polls and surveys and yard signs and all of those things. We have 18 days to go. Stay focused. Do what you can, knock on doors, make a plan, get the girls together, all go to the polls together, and then go out for lunch. Hang in there. Hang in there. Don't give up. And we had a text come in, and I think this is really appropriate. Having worked in survey research, you must remember how questions are worded. If I ask, do you think Vice President Harris is a liar? And then I report 45% of people surveyed think Kamala Harris is a liar. Well, yes, but that's the only option. So there are a lot of things to keep in mind with surveys and polling and all of those things. Don't get distracted. Don't give up. Don't despair. That's my blog in a nutshell. I have some good links in there. I have some good links. Go look for the links. It is 11:53, Sam. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing is the Slither edition out of the Miami Herald. In a coastal forest of the Philippines, a venomous 10-foot-long snake slithered along the ground. A team of researchers have studied it. It is a new species of a highly deadly king cobra.
Great.
Luzon king cobras are exceptionally long, reaching up to 10 feet 11 inches with robust bodies. Okay. Large flattened heads, black tongues, with eyes that are ringed with yellow. Luzon king cobras are dangerously venomous predators. This is what shouldn't be a thing. Found in urban parks and agricultural fields. So if you're going to the park in the Philippines, be careful. There's a new snake.
Can I tell you something really weird, Jane?
Yes.
Last night, I was being kept up by what was like a, you ever like a dream and you wake up and then you fall asleep and you're right back in the dream?
Yes.
It was all about snakes. It was all about snakes, like in the bed, on the floor.
Oh my.
Like anywhere I went, it wasn't so much that they were there, but I was keenly aware of they could be there because my brain and my dream was like that. Like that dream easily lasted me half the night. It was all about snakes. So thanks a lot.
Well, now you know what you're going to be dreaming about tonight.
Great.
And my other question is, why is it when it's a bad dream and you wake up and you go back to sleep, you go right into the bad dream? But if you wake up from a really good dream, you never can get back in that dream.
Oh, I've tried.
What's that about?
I've tried.
What is that about?
That shouldn't be a thing as well.
It absolutely should.
Falling asleep and going right back into your dream, your fun dream, should be a thing.
Yes, and falling right back into your nightmare. Anyway, I don't want to hurt the snakes and I don't want to hurt anything, but do we really need a new venomous 10-foot-long snake? I don't think so. Sam, that is today's...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No.
We just don't.
And they're hanging out in urban parks? What is
urban
that?
Urban parks. Urban
what
parks.
What is that?
And agricultural fields. And then they also say, it's been really hard to study them, so we're not sure what they're eating. Oh, good.
This just seems like a trick. Like, okay, maybe God exists, and he's just mean.
Nature.
Goodness.
She's cranky. Nature's going to do what nature's going to do. All right, don't forget the one and, I believe, only debate between Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin going up against California businessman Eric Hovde. Our coverage will start tonight at 6:50. The actual debate begins at 7 p.m., and then afterwards, our civic media team will break it all down for you. That will be coming to you across the entire network tonight, starting at 6:50. Monday, we have a really big show coming up, Greg Bach.
Yes,
Cliff Stanley from National Security Leaders for America will be here. We have talked to numerous members of theirs over the past few months, retired major generals, retired rear admirals, all kinds of ambassadors. And again, there are more than 1,000 of them who are very concerned about the effects of a second Trump term. So please join us for that. Cliff Stanley will be joining us Monday at 10:33. Mr. Global, Matt Randolph.
Yep, there it is.
At 11:06. He's fantastic. So are all of you. Thank you, Greg and Sam and all of our engineers and everyone across civic media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll have a guest from Planned Parenthood on how the fight to restore women's health care rights is not losing steam as Election Day draws near.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What yes, happens when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.